Another story that covered by a lot of papers this morning is that of one of the most famous publicans in Ireland. I think it'd be fair to say Mr. Charlie Chalk, famous publican who says his bar staff simply must be Irish, says the Indo. The Mail also cover this story and they say, to find it now, it's in there somewhere. Yes, no, my bar staff have to be Irish, says Charlie Chalk. Good morning to you, Charlie Chalk.
Good morning, Ryan.
Were you surprised by the reaction in the papers this morning?
Yeah, well, I haven't seen it yet, but from what I listened to you there, it's totally incorrect. That's not what I said at all.
Ah, well, now, here you are to correct the record. What did you say?
Right, I said front of house staff in my pubs preferably would be Irish. We would imply Irish, firstly, because Port Fáilte and other people have established that the number one place that tourists wish to visit when they're in Ireland is the Irish pub.
Yeah.
For the great crack, the music, the food, and the drink.
Oh, indeed.
And the Irish staff. This is what they want, and we want to give them what they're looking for. Because when they come in, front of house, they're met in our pubs by Irish girls or fellas.
Okay, so if I was to go into any pub, I wouldn't know the difference between front of house and back of house in terms of pubs. So just clarify that. What is front of house in a pub? I know in a restaurant.
When you open the door, you encounter a staff person in my pubs. You're met by somebody. You're not just there to ramble around the place and find your own seat. Someone meets you and greets you and seats you and engages with you.
Well, like lounge staff, a lounge girl or a lounge boy.
No, something in management.
Oh, you have a bar manager who brings all the punters to their chairs?
Yes.
In a pub?
Inside the front door. They're inside the front door meeting and greeting people.
Oh, and would that be in all of your pubs or just...
In all my pubs, yes.
Okay, that's I've never heard of that before, but...
We have no self-service. We serve everybody. And no one gets up to a counter and waits for a drink. They sit down and they're served. And we encourage our staff to engage with the customers, especially the tourists, because, I mean, they want to go to an Irish pub, so who's better to meet them and greet them, in my opinion, than an Irish smile and an Irish person?
So
they can answer all their queries, and they're very much demanding with queries and all that, and Irish people would know more about Ireland than we say foreign staff.
A lot of the foreign staff, I suppose, have become naturalised and have been living here for a long time, and really they might look foreign or they might sound a bit foreign, but actually they're just new Irish.
Well, if they are, they're grand, and there's no problem. It's just if there's a language barrier, if there's a language problem, then we would rather the Irish person to have a smile and meet them, and make them feel at home, and that's why they come back, because they get this good service and they. And my pubs have succeeded in all this recession and everything by giving this service. And we invest heavily in our staff. We have an awful lot of foreign staff employed. It's really nearly 50-50.
Yeah. And where would the foreign staff work in a given pub, Charlie?
Well, a lot of the chefs are foreign staff.
Yeah.
And that's a highly skilled, labour-intensive position.
Yeah.
Because we're made or we break on our food. So
yeah, and of course the chefs will be, you know, behind into the restaurant, so they're not meeting people, and so there's no issue with language in that sense.
No, and we have open kitchens as well, where if people go up and talk to the chef, they can talk and can meet him. But the whole thing is to get a grip on these people, and to make them feel friendly and welcome in our Irish pubs.
Yeah,
I mean, if you're away foreign and you see an Irish bar. And I'm sure, Ryan, you've gone into it yourself, Irish bars. Have you seen any Irish people in them?
Not that often, actually.
No, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Go on.
This is what upsets me, you know. If you have an Irish pub, you must have Irish staff. You must do bacon and cabbage, and you must do corned beef and cabbage. And you must be able to talk to people about Kerry and Cork and Donegal and everywhere else.
Yeah.
And we do encourage the staff to engage with the customers. That's what brings them back time and time again.
And that's when they come back. But you say you were saying to, I don't know where you were making your comments, but you said that the bar and floor employees at your business have to be Irish and show that the Cead Míle Fáilte is still alive and well.
Well, I didn't exactly say that. Now I said it's preferable that they are, and that the Cead Míle Fáilte is so important.
Can you see?
Our Irish pubs have been neglected, and you know, they are great pubs. They're the best pubs, generally declared by everyone. The world over, people love Irish pubs.
Oh, indeed.
And there's nothing happening in Irish pubs, only taxation is going up and everything is going up, and they're putting us out of business, they're trying to. Well, I'm doing the best I can to try and keep my doors open.
Yes.
And so far I've been successful, and I have lots and lots of foreign people, which I love very much, implied by me, and I hope they're not upset by this article, because I really appreciate them.
Yeah, because
and they're great at what they do, and they're lovely, and they like working for me, I think, right?
I know. I drink in a pub in town, probably a bit too much, but I'm there anyway. And I would be served mostly by, at the moment, Asian lads, and before that, it was a fella from Croatia who became kind of like almost our friend from our local bars. And then I was in Barna in Connemara not so long ago with the show. We met a lovely fella from Canada called Rudy. I'm just thinking the amount of fellas that I've met in recent times, and I just think that I've just been very well served as a punter. And and I just don't see, I wouldn't have the same problem. Do you understand that these people are, even I always laugh when I talk about bars, because he had that Croatian Dublin thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. We very much appreciate our foreign staff, and they are wonderful, and they're great. But I think the first face you should see in an Irish pub is an Irish face.
Yeah. Don't mind you, the first time you meet an Irish face, he could be a grumpy old head in them as well.
Well, if he is, he shouldn't be there.
Yeah, that's for sure.
You know, and, you know, we try very hard. And it's hard to get Irish people front of house anymore, because they're very well immigrating.
Yeah.
And, you know, if the government keeps putting their taxation on our product, I don't know, who will be able to employ from here in?
Yeah, you seem to have survived all the economic hard times. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, so far so good.
And life is going well in that regard. So are you involved in the hiring process? I know you have a number of pubs about town, Charlie.
Yeah, we have 9 pubs. And yes, I am involved, and I energise the management to employ nice people.
Yeah, and would you encourage?
It's so important to us. We invest an awful lot of money in staff, and it's so important to us that they engage with the customer. Yeah. That is what's important, and this is what customers want, I believe.
A couple of texts in on this one then. Huge respect for Charlie Chalk, Republican, and is speaking out for what most of us in the industry believe. Well done. Sonia says, I agree with Charlie Chalk. The hospitality industry needs to be run by Irish people. It's hard for tourists if the staff don't speak English. Using his logic, says Carmel, Irish people working abroad would never get work. You need to cop yourself on, Charlie. Another says, I'd much rather get service with a smile from a Polish employee. Besides, the Irish still have a lot to learn about customer service. What do you make of those thoughts?
Well, the latter one, some Irish people have, but I don't think my staff have. I think they have captured exactly what we want, and they're part of the management, and they work for the betterment of our pubs, and we're successful. And that's the answer to it. And I'm sorry if I'm upsetting anybody. I certainly didn't mean to.
Yeah.
But we do give foreign people jobs everywhere we can, and we're delighted to have them in our staff, because it isn't always easy to get that many Irish people.
My American relatives, says the text, get very frustrated when they come over here and are served by non-Irish staff. Another says, totally agree with Charlie Chalk. If I go to an Irish bar abroad and it's foreigners or British staff, it drives me nuts.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, the Irish Immigrant Council, Charlie, oppose your views and point out that your stance is illegal. And says
they can come in any time and look at my staff, and they'll see that I have that I have lots and lots and lots of foreign staff.
Okay.
And they're very well looked after and very, very happy. And I certainly have nothing against foreign people. Why should I?
They say that
I'm from Limerick myself.
I know you are.
I went to Dublin and get a job.
You're a foreigner in your own hometown. They said the council said the hiring staff based on nationality was illegal, and that non-nationals were just as capable as Irish employees. Hospitality, humour, and the ability to extend a Cade Mila Forge are not unique to Irish people.
Well, they're not, but they're more prevalent in Irish people. The Irish sense of humour is synonymous with Ireland and with the Irish people, and the way they're reared. They're brought up, Irish people are brought up to give a service and to have a bit of crack and with people, and a profession of what they do. You go to America and the first thing you're hit with is a tip.
Yeah.
They'll tell you if you don't pay 20%, you can leave the place nearly, right?
Oh, absolutely. You need to leave those few dollars on the bar counter. You can't walk away.
Yeah. You really have to commit to it before you get served. No. I mean, that doesn't happen in Ireland.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen in any of our pubs. We don't have any service charge. We allow the people, the customers, to give a service at their own discretion, a gratuity at their own discretion.
Mm.
And I can tell you that the girls are complaining, or the lads, whether they're foreign or Irish.
Texas,
they're not complaining.
I hear you. Texas, I agree totally, Ryan. Less of the political correctness. Come on now. Another says, I disagree with Charlie Chalk. I think this attitude is the way the Irish were treated in London. Irish need not apply. It's not your nationality. It's your personality.
I'll give people jobs. I'll give the foreigners jobs. I'll give the non-nationalists jobs.
Yeah.
And they're very good at what they do. I mean, what's more responsible in a pub restaurant than a chef?
I have one
restaurant and pub. Yeah. Searson's in Bagger Street, who has all foreign chefs behind the bar.
Yeah.
And the food is excellent.
I know, I know you're saying chefs all the time, and that is behind the scenes. They're kind of buried away. You wouldn't like to have somebody Polish saying welcome to our pub.
No, but we have waiting staff as well. That's a lot of foreign staff. You know?
But you wouldn't like the maitre d' style thing that you talk about, the meet and greeter, to be from Poland.
It's an Irish pub, and I think we must portray Ireland as Ireland.
So
we must give Irish people jobs in that position, I feel.
Okay.
The smile and a bit of crack and the beauty of Irish.
So what if
forgetting about all this, right?
Yeah, what if you had this vacancy in one of your pubs for the meter and greeter, let's call it that, Charlie, and you had three applicants, two Irish and a Polish person. Is the Polish person wasting their time getting out of bed
no,
that
not
morning?
No, not at all. She'll be interviewed the same as everybody
else. Yeah, but she wouldn't get the job, though.
She might. I have flakes of Polish people working for me.
As chefs.
And they're very beautiful.
As chefs and the odd waitress.
I have a head waiter. A head waitress in Searson's who's a Polish lady, and she's beautiful.
Okay.
She's wonderful.
Well done, Charlie Chalk, says a text. It's your business. It's up to you who you employ. If you're advertising an Irish bar, you should have Irish people working there. Imagine if you went to a beautiful Thai restaurant while on holidays and was run by Irish people. Kind of takes away the whole experience. This isn't racism. It's good business sense. You've a lot of support. I'm not going to lie to you. A lot of support. Another one. Why is Charlie being slated? An Irish pub serving Irish food in Ireland, hiring Irish people. What's the problem? Have we become so politically correct that the Irish worker being hired is in question? Ask anyone in the industry. The Irish are known for their hospitality. Another says, oh dear, I wouldn't care whose face I'd see as long as they were friendly and helpful and I get good service. The Irish were often turned away for being Irish when looking for jobs abroad.
But they're all Irish people you're talking to. I mean, what would the tourists think about it?
Well, that's a good question, which we should put out to anyone.
The Americans love it, and the English.
Well,
they love Irish. They love Ireland, and they love to meet Irish people, and they love to be able to talk to them and have the bit of fun, you know.
Yeah, Charlie.
That's what our pubs are famous for, fun.
I know.
And we're trying to get rid of that out of pubs, and it's a shame, unfortunately. But I will continue to do what I do best, and that is employ all nationalities and put the Irish up front of the door.
Yeah, well, I can tell you there's certainly a lot of support for what you have to say. A few comments not too happy about what you have to say, but it is certainly got people talking. There's no doubt about it. I suspect, given the business you're in, the idea would be to try and get the mix right rather than have a monocultural.
Well, we know the choice because there's no pub that could employ 100% Irish staff only.
Because they're not available.
They're not there.
Yeah. Okay, we'll leave it there for now, Charlie.
Okay, Ryan.
Thanks for your time. Thanks for taking our call this morning.
No problem.
Best of luck. That's Charlie Chalk there, the owner of countless pubs around Dublin, I think nine in total. And the point he makes has resonated with a lot of you this morning, because a lot of you feel, whether you're in the business or whether you like to go to your local pub or what have you, that you think that, and tourists particularly, would like to see an Irish person serving you so you could talk about Croke Park. But I wasn't being politically correct when I said that when and where I go for a pub, generally I'm served by, on the floor at least, by lads who are not from Ireland originally, and geez, they're really good, I have to say, really good. And then there'd be Irish fellas behind the bar, and they're particularly good. That's probably why I go back to the pub, because I'm never long waiting for a drink, and it's nice and spit in the floor, but it's what I like, good old Irish pub. But there's a mix, and ideally the mix would be there. I think the point is being lost. Charlie's unique selling point is an Irish welcome in his Irish pubs. Yeah, But there will always be people who are unhappy with the idea of somebody saying you want Irish only. I mean, if we were to go back to the point that, you know, I always think when we're being hard on those who are joining the citizenry, we seem to quickly forget that we were once a nation of people who had to flee for circumstances back in the day. And I tell you what, an hour on Ennis Island in New York would do you the world of good in terms of opening your eyes to what we walked into in America once upon a time, and indeed in Australia, and what a lot of people are still doing. And you'd hope for a warm enough welcome. I don't think we call them foreigners anymore. My Polish friends really embrace the Irish culture and have more local knowledge than most Irish. They put in more of an effort. Another says, can't believe that there is a problem with employing Irish in Irish pubs in London, where I'm from. You expect Indian staff in Indian restaurants and Italian staff in Italian cafes. Marion Glasnevin says, I rang a hotel recently and couldn't understand the person who answered the phone. I rang back 2 days later, different person, same problem. Booking was done wrong. Front of house has to have excellent English. Lots coming in. 51552 on that one. Thanks for all the texts on Charlie Chalk. Amazingly skewed reaction. Most people, and I would say about 75-80% from looking at the text coming in favour of what he's saying about having front of house staff who are Irish in an Irish bar. That is to say, any bar he has is an Irish bar, because it's in Ireland, let's face it. Really very few disagreeing with him. The Irish calling the kettle black when the Irish were not welcome in parts of the world that their relatives now call home. You see, I'm a little bit like that on this. And if you go to Poland, you won't see an Irish working in a Polish pub. Another says, Charlie's bang on the money. The damage done to the hotel industry over the last 10 years by not having an Irish person on the front of the desk is huge. American people expect that when they arrive. Do you know what we should all expect when we arrive is good manners, a smile, and a warm welcome. And you don't need a passport for that, okay? Everton Port Tumna, I agree that staff should have certain standards, but only hiring front of house staff that are Irish is plain wrong. What's next? Physical appearance? For a nation whose millions found a better life abroad, Ireland can be scarily racist. Take it from a Dutchman who's been living here for 19 years. Yeah, but there's racism, there's, you know, within Ireland. I mean, we were sitting around the table today and we had people from all over Ireland. We have somebody from Waterford. We have a North Sider, don't know how she got in. We have three South Siders, of course, RTE, no surprise there. And we had, who do we have? Some other foreigner. Who's the other? Galway. Yeah, came all the way over the Shannon. So there's kind of, you know, intra-racism as well. And I'm being facetious, but you get the point. There's always blow-ins. You know, even when you go to do a show from Sligo or Cavan, there'll always be somebody who's from Galway who's called a blow-in, you know. So even within our little insular and parochial worlds, we see people as strangers, whether they've come from Zimbabwe, from Kentucky, or from Strand Hill. It doesn't really matter. If you're not born in the parish, you're a blow-in and a stranger. We're a funny old breed in that respect. Text says, I was in Portugal recently, went to an Irish bar and none of the workers were Irish. For some reason, I felt very disappointed. Maybe it's the same way tourists feel when they come here and go to a bar. I can understand Charlie Chalk's attitude. It's not racist, it's business. And the way to get people back is to make them happy to be there in the first place. I have to agree with the previous texter. Good English front of house is essential. It's very off-putting trying to make an appointment with somebody whose first language isn't English. There is a hotel in the west of Ireland at one point, not in the Connemara side of Ireland, but on the west coast, I'll just say that way. And it's a very good hotel, but my God, they really need to get the staff to learn English as a first language. I mean, that is an issue. I've seen it. And it's pretty basic, isn't it? And this is a good hotel, would have a lot of staff, but it's very, very few Irish on the floor. And you need, I think, a little bit of the mix is what I'm talking about. Not in a racist way, in a completely sense that it's an Irish hotel, it's hospitality industry. There has to be a balance in the whole thing. On a recent trip to France on Irish ferries, Oscar Wilde, there wasn't, I better not say that because I don't know, we can't quite back that up, and because I wasn't there. Totally support Charlie Chalk. It is his business after all. He is the one who has taken all the risks, all the debt and all the loans in order to create a successful business and create employment for so many people. So I think he can totally choose who he chooses to employ. From a fellow Limerick public. Another on Charlie Chalk and what he was saying about hiring Irish staff for an Irish experience in a pub. When I'm holidaying in France or Spain, I expect there to be a language barrier. But when I'm travelling from Galway to Killarney, I don't expect the waitress to not understand when I ask for the daily special and a glass of Guinness. And then to have to get my Swedish husband to have to translate to the Swedish hotel receptionist that our booking was mixed up. If Charlie Chalk wants to know what Irish people look and sound like, you should visit any primary school class in the country. We are a multicultural society and it's lovely to see our kids playing with kids from all nations, completely oblivious to their differences, says Jamie in Waterford, and plenty more in on that.